7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Harrison looked around at the class and rolled his eyes. He didn't understand why there was no one there. The class was scheduled to meet at this hour, but for whatever reason, the chairs were empty. He left the room and made his way down the corridor to investigate. There, he met Dexter Longbottom, who was deep in conversation with a wave of cold sweat. Harrison asked him about the empty classroom and the cold sweating, and Dexter nervously consulted Yaxley, who had just come on the scene. With a great deal of effort, Yaxley explained that today was a special day. Today was Spaceship Day, and Whoa. The whole school was buzzing.
Spaceship Day? Nobody told me anything about Spaceship Day. Where's my damn spaceship? That doesn't matter, because it's 1932 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of... The Dubious Goals Committee. Ow. Yes, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode. My name is Tobe. I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is apparently it's Spaceship Day. Nobody told me. I feel terrible. Except I don't. That's the good news. The bad news, which is also good news, is that it's hot again. What am I talking about? Does this make any sense to anybody? No, it doesn't. But here's some tea drinking for you. Can't go a day without that. Oh, it's so good. What are you drinking, Tobe? I'm drinking Gaoshan. From the highest mountains. Oh, it's so good. It's so delicious. I love drinking tea. That's a known fact. Anyway. There goes the cat, jumping over me. Where are you going, Dingins? Dingins is probably going to sit on the synthesizer all day again, so I can't do any synthin'. I want to do some synthin', but I can't, because my cat. But that's okay. That's okay. Because like I mentioned, the good news is that it's hot again. But Tobe, you don't like it when it's... Okay, yeah, just wait. For the last couple of days... We've had some rain, some pretty significant rain, and this is a problem. The reason this is a problem is because it's been so hot, you know, it's been 100 degrees, it's been 34 degrees for the last, I don't know, however long. The rain has come, the rain has cooled things down, and everything is a little bit cooler. Thanks, rain. But the humidity also went up to 99%. It's constantly raining. There's constantly water in the air. The humidity is at 99 to 100%. We are saturated. Saturated, I say. And of course, this is killing my sinuses. But worst of all, it's trying to kill me because... Now we've got danger. What has happened? Well, ha ha ha. All the humidity is just more insulation in the air. Water holds heat. I don't need that on me. Water is not evaporating. It means I'm staying hot. And the worst part of it is that the rain has brought the outdoor temperature down low enough that it is equal to or slightly cooler than the temperature inside my house. Right, so it's now hotter in my house than it is outdoors. And it's super humid. Yeah. So I've been sick for 3 days. And I'm still pretty messed up today, but I'm feeling better already. I'm going to be able to eat something decent today, so that's good. I'm really excited about eating some yummy food. The cat's now sitting on the synth banky. Oh. So yeah, I'm still kind of worn out and just, I don't feel like doing much of anything, and I can't really do much of anything. But we do have sunshine. There's no rain. And I think the humidity's burning off. So, I'm kind of relieved. But now it's hot. Although it's not actually all that hot out. It's only about, I don't know. I saw the temperature about an hour ago, but I know it's gone up, so I don't know. It's about 80 degrees American, whatever that is in metric, I don't know. Oh, so I've had a horrible last couple of days. But I had an interesting morning. Of course, I went to bed at, 4:30, woke up at 6:30, went back to sleep, woke up at 7:30, and when I woke up at 7:30, I realized that something was very amiss. Something was wrong. Something bad was happening. And to make a long story short, I was starting to get a cramp in my foot and or in my calf, in my left leg. And I thought, oh no, no, not this crap again, no, no. Because I just had surgery 3 months ago to relieve this problem. And so I sort of woke up and I was thinking, oh God, no, no, this is gonna suck. Don't do this to me. And I rolled over, and then my muscles just relaxed. And I was like, wait, what the hell? Oh my God, thank you, Dr. Porter. Successful surgery. Then I fell back asleep. And I slept for about another hour and a half. And then I thought, well, I better wake up, I better see what's going on, I guess I better do some dubious goals committee, because for some reason that's my raison d'etre, instead of playing my super fun synthesizer, which is what I want to do because I thought of some cool stuff. My cat's sitting over there looking at me. My cat's thinking, ha ha ha, you can't play synth. What am I going to do? I have to play synth. I thought of some other ideas. I thought of some great stuff. I thought of some great ideas that I now need to execute. These are ideas about how to hook things up to other things. And like yesterday or the night before, because I couldn't synth, I was sitting here messing around with my pocket operator and all the, crappy little things. And then there was a weird accident. Something happened, and I don't know what happened, and a bunch of things got messed up. But the messed up thing is kind of interesting, and I'm wondering if I can use it for something. Because it's weird. It's messed up. And yeah, sure, what the hell. Let's plug it in. You need to hear this. Just, right, hold on a second. Okay. And go. I don't understand what that is, or why it exists, and why, how, that's not what I want. Yeah, so I'm not sure what's going on there. And if we slow it down, it gets really weird. And I'm thinking I might have to mess with this a little bit. I might have to hook this up to some other stuff and push some buttons and see if that becomes a thing. But this has given me some other ideas and blah, 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 blah. And then I had another idea for another different kind of synthesizer. And then I had an idea for something else, the DTMF synth, because, well, I was listening to a certain Kraftwerk song. And I thought, it'd be fun to cover this, but, you know, you'd need some kind of DTMF synthesizer. Why doesn't anybody invent that? Oh my god, I gotta hear the song right now!
funded.
Pleasant. Astronomic kit. Well done. Ghost Bill. Ghost Bill. Uh-oh. Tardy again. Oh, Ghost Bill. I guess you're here after all. And Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent forever.
Oh, poor Ted. Ted is never getting a break. And I'm not getting a break either. I'm sitting here going through my napkins, trying to find the napkin that I wrote the stuff on that I wanted to talk about. So on this napkin, one side is just a list of anime to watch and a reminder that Joe Bonamassa was going to play here a week and a half ago. And on the other side is, more anime and some notes at the bottom of things I've already talked about. Like Awadori festivals, etc. And on this list, we have, and this is another napkin, we have Sequential Switch as Clock Divider, and then a list of anime, and then a couple of songs, a bunch of stuff that I already talked about. On the other side is list of bands and stuff, music I've already played. Where is the napkin that I wrote the stuff on? This napkin is blank. There's napkins over here, blank, blank, blankety blank, blank. Where's the napkin that I wrote the stuff on? Hey, Pippa, did you hide the napkin? The cat probably took it. It's probably under the washing machine. What are you doing? Why are you playing with those cables? Why don't you come over here and get in the kitty business pit? Look at this. Get on this banky. Oh, yeah, you want to get on a banky because you're a banky baby. That's what you are. You're a banky fluff baby. All right, I got the fluff lumps in the kitty business pit. Now, you should sit down. You should sit down and maybe do some kitty business and not think about messing with the power cables and all the patch cables. And you don't have to sleep on the kitty synth banky all day today because I want to do some synth stuff. You can go upstairs. Oh, wait, it's sunny today. That's right. The sun came out. This means that sometime in the late afternoon, the cat will probably go upstairs and sit on the bass amp in front of the window and absorb all that yummy sunshine. Pippa, where the hell did I put that napkin? Is this it in my notebook? This is a different napkin. Again, on one side, a list of anime that I want to watch. And on the other side, yeah, a bunch of terms in Latin to look up and anime that I want to watch. Okay, this is not helping me at all. Pippa, where did I put the stuff? And then, of course, I found this one. I found this list. This is the most... this is the most non-categorical list you can have. Written on this list are things that I need to remember to buy. The top of the list, Damon Runyon. No, Damon Runyon himself is not for sale because he is in fact dead. But I need to pick up some Damon Runyon books, so I had to write this down to remind myself to look them up and blah, 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 blah. The next thing on the list is cat brush. Yes, I need a new cat brush, and I actually got a new cat brush 2 days ago. Because the old cat brush, because somebody's so fluffy. Who's the fluffiest Mazingits? Yes, it's you. Look at you. You have the fluffiest Mazingits face. You're a baby. I got a cat sitting here. Because my cat is so damn fluffy, brushes just break off in her fur. And this was literally happening. I had the brush and I was trying to brush the cat and the little... What are the things on a brush called? The teeth? The tines? No, the bristles? No, this is not a bristle brush. It's one of those brushes that has the little wire things that stick out that are padded at the end, right? whatever you call those things, they're just breaking off the brush and staying in the cat's fur. So my cat was, well, basically a porcupine there for a while. I had about half a dozen or more of these little metal pins sticking up out of her. And I said, okay, time for a new cat brush. And so the other night when my dad and I went out to eat pizza, we went to Frank's. Haha, that's what I'm having today, too. Leftover pizza. I'm looking forward to it because it's so damn good. So then when we were at the pizza place, we went to Menards and bought some light bulbs and a cat brush. And now we have a new cat brush, and the cat loves it, although she wasn't sure at first. She's like, what the hell is this new thing? It looks kind of like the old one, but it looks a little bit different. It sure as hell smelled different. So we had to check it out for, god damn, that must have taken like 8 minutes. Just looking at the brush and smelling the brush. And what is this thing? It's the brush. It's the kitty brush. And then she said, how does it work? And I said, like all the kitty brushes. And then I brush it. She says, oh, this is a good brush. You like the new kitty brush, don't you? Yes, it's so nice. So we got the new kitty brush. The third thing on this list on the napkin is, of course, DTMF Synth. Yeah, and that's why we had to listen to Kraftwerk, the telephone call. Because they got the DTMF in it. And if I want to play the telephone call by Kraftwerk, I'm going to need DTMF synth. Yeah, so I thought of this idea and I thought, okay, I just need to find a DTMF chip. I can make this myself. It's easy, no problem. So I look in my book, and yeah, this is the year 2022. How are we going to get these old DTMF chips from this? Oh my God, I can't get a chip. So I'm actually thinking that I might have to repurpose my ancient red box and might have to turn it into it. No, why? Why isn't anybody making DTMF synth? It's an easy concept. Just put a DTMF chip in it, and I want it CV controlled, so I can just send it random voltages from a sample and hold, and it just dials phone numbers. Random phone numbers. I want to be able to blast out DTMF phone numbers from the PA system so that everybody at my show can just hold up their phone and let their phone listen to the music. The phone hears the dialing, and the phone dials a number. And then people go, hey, wow, my phone is dialing something. I wonder what it is. Yes, that's part of the interactive experience of the Tobe Show. And then, yeah, you can just make people call weird stuff. And, yeah, I know a lot of weird phone numbers. That'll be fun, huh, Peppa? Yes, Peppa says, baby. So that's why I need DTMF synth. It needs to be CV controllable. It needs to be it's not hard. Just somebody get on this. Somebody get to work. Thank you. That's enough of that. All right, so that was a little Debussy. The Arabesque, number one. Is that my favorite Debussy piece? Yeah, it probably is. And the other day I stumbled upon this. I was listening to other symphomosizer music and some algorithm suggested this to me. And I said, yes, I would like to hear some Claude Debussy played on a modular synthesizer. But still, this is cheating because all this is somebody has got their computer that has a MIDI file on it of Claude Debussy and they plugged that into a MIDI interface in their modular synthesizer, and yeah, it's just a bunch of mutable instrument stuff, but still, it sounds pretty good. But I'm getting sick and tired of people having the original idea of playing classical music on synthesizer. Oh, I've got an idea. I can meld the past with the present and the future because synthesizers are the future. No, we have them now. We also had them in the past. Synthesizers are the past and the now. We can hook up some synthesizers and play classical music on them. And it'll be a thing. No, it's been done. Wendy did it. Wendy did it right. You're not going to do any better. Oh, see, well, they're switched on Bach. We should do switched on somebody else. You're like, who? Mozart! Mozart is the best! Switched on Mozart, get it? We could hook up a synthesizer and play switched on Mozart.
And you know, I have always been fascinated by folklore, especially phrases that we learn during childhood and repeat all our lives and frequently have little or no idea where they came from. For instance, I'm sure all of you have heard that old phrase that if March weather comes in like a lion, it'll go out like a lamb, and vice versa. But have you ever wondered where this phrase came from?
Sorry, Jack. I haven't. And we're not going to do that today. Jack Horkheimer, everybody. Jack Horkheimer is dead. But he was also a big fan of Arabesque No. 1 by Claude Debussy and used it as the intro to his five-minute television show. His weekly five-minute television show. That's what I need. I don't need to do 30 minutes of radio every day. I need to do 5 minutes of TV every week. 20 minutes a month. Jack Horkheimer, Stargazer. Where was I going with this? There was a point to Jack Horkheimer. Keep looking up. I don't know. I can't remember. I'm a little disjointed today, I have to admit. It's been a weird couple of days, and should I tell you about the ultrasonic pest repellent thingies that I tested out and can't hear anything on, but I don't want to do anything today. I want to make some music. I don't want to sit here dubious the goals, and the cat's over there back on the synth banky again. At least I have pizza for lunch. I got two slices.